This shit gets so old so quick. Well, I fucking hate coming to church. I only come to church because I have to, because my parents have that stupid mindset that if you live under my roof, you have to do what I say. And even though I am a grown-ass woman, might I add, I still have to do what they say because I live under their roof and I don't pay rent because I'm in college. You know, also, I think it kind of blows that I have to babysit you. I mean, I don't understand why I always get stuck babysitting all of my siblings' significant other's youngest siblings. Like, what the fuck is that about? Just because your sibling is dating my sibling does not mean that we have to get along and that we have to be best friends, okay? Okay, yeah, you're like my age, but still, it's still annoying to have to be assumed that I'm gonna have to be your friend and talk to you and entertain you just because my sister is dating your brother. But I guess if you're bored too and you don't want to fucking be here either, then we have something in common. There we go, we can bond over that. Yeah, you can't be half bad if you hate this shithole just as much as I do. Well, I don't understand why they made us sit back here alone. Like, that's fucking rude. I mean, everyone's sitting on that bench in front of us, and they keep shooting death stares at us to be quiet. Sorry, Mom. Well, if you're up for some excitement, and if I have to babysit you, we might as well go exploring, right? I mean, this place is really fucking old. It's one of the oldest churches around the area. Yeah. I mean, it's gotta be pretty cool. It's gotta be like secret passageways and shit, right? I mean, you don't even want to go exploring a little bit? You sure? Yeah, fuck it. Come on, let's go there. Not even gonna know we're gone. We're just gonna be quiet and they're gonna think that we just shut up. Come on, let's go. Here, take my hand. Yeah, I'm sure if we just stay quiet, they're never gonna even realize we're gone. Okay, you're not that bad. I like you a little bit. At least, I don't mind you. Let me not say I like you. I haven't decided that yet. That is pretty cool. It's kind of spooky and dark. What's this? Oh, I think this is just one of those altars where they pray to the Virgin. Virgins. It's been a long time since I hear about one of those. Let's go this way. What do you mean, what's funny? I literally have not heard of anyone being a virgin in, like, a long time. No, there's nothing wrong with it. Just, it's weird. Like, most people aren't. What's this? No, it's just a janitor closet. What about this? Oh, jackpot. You know what this is? The confessional booth. Come on, let's go inside. Yeah, it is kind of tight in here. It's probably not for people as tall as I am. Here, why don't you just sit down on the bench? Yeah, it's fine. I'll just stand here and try to get comfortable. Oh, that's neat. I wonder what that is up there. Huh? What? Oh. Okay. No, I'm not wearing any panties under this dress. Why? You're apologizing for looking at my dress? Okay, I mean, you don't have to. I mean, if I had a girl in front of me looking up at something and her dress rode up her ass, I'd probably be looking at it too. Shit. No, it doesn't make me uncomfortable. I mean, does it make you uncomfortable that you saw whatever was up my sundress or. You can't imagine it gets so red. I mean, it's kind of cute that you're blushing, but it's no big deal. I mean, you're a girl. You've got a pussy. And I've got a pussy. I mean, not all girls have pussies, but I know that we've talked about our periods before, so I'm guessing that means you have one. And I'm sure you've seen your pussy before, so it shouldn't be that big of a deal. I mean, even though they, all look wonderfully different from each other. It's generally the same parts, so I don't think you're gonna be scandalized by anything you saw. What? Wait. Hold on. Take me back. You've never looked at your own pussy before? Like, never. Like, not even once? You've never looked at it out of curiosity? Okay. Why? Well, what do you mean? When would you do it? I mean, there's like a million times you just like put your phone up to it, or I mean, you could look at it in a mirror. I mean, I remember using my sister's handheld mirror, the one that she used to pluck her eyebrows with, to look at it. And I can't believe you've never done that. I mean, you've also never masturbated in front of a mirror just to like, see yourself. Oh, wow. You've never masturbated ever? Oh my God. This is very interesting. Well, no, I'm not judging you. I'm surprised because usually by now people are just curious and they've at least like, I don't know, accidentally like rubbed against a pillow or something. I'm not saying like you need to use toys or anything, although it does help. But I mean, anything, a shower head, fingers, nothing? Oh. Did you take any sex ed classes in school? Like, did they explain to you anything about that? Oh, shit. That's right. You did go to the Catholic school. Well, I am sorry then that I had to bring you into the world of sin and just absolute terrible lechery. Okay, that's fair. You never said that you cared about it, even though you were forced to go to Catholic school. It doesn't mean you care about it or that you believe it or that you like it. I mean, obviously you think it's boring. You're here with me right now. You wouldn't be if you didn't. Okay. That's interesting. Well then, I don't really know what to do with that information other than to say I'm just flabbergasted. I mean, yeah, you could do it like right now and like bring your phone out and look at yourself. I mean, I'm not gonna tell anyone. Well, yeah, I mean, you would be doing it in front of me, but like, I don't care. I mean, I'm cool with it. I've seen a ton of pussies, so you're fine, trust me. No, I don't know, like, why would it be embarrassing? I mean, you're my sister's boyfriend's sister. Like, we've hung out before. I mean, even if we didn't hang out, it's just a pussy. I mean, it's like a part of a human being. It's not really that different from an ankle or a shoulder or an elbow. It's just usually covered up because people are weird about it and they talk all this talk about how it's, supposed to be like this big deal. and nudity is bad and all that, and sex is bad. So, I don't know, just if you want to look at yourself. I mean, if you want, I can, like, take a picture of you on your phone and then show you if you don't want to, like, look at it in, like, this dark angle. I mean, yeah, I mean, I wouldn't mind. Of course I could show you my pussy. I mean, all you have to do is, like, move my leg up and put it next to you in the chair because, you know, I'm not wearing any panties. So, yeah, if you want to, I could show you. Are you sure that wouldn't, like, make you feel uncomfortable or anything? I mean, it would be literally the first pussy you'd ever seen. Okay. That's gonna sound kind of silly, but do you want me to, like, explain what everything is and, like, where everything is and, you know, give you, like, a little tour? Or, I mean, I think it would be helpful, yeah. Okay, so, here. Let me just pull my dress up and let me put my foot right next to you on that bench. Okay, but before I go on, I do have to say, big disclaimer, there is tremendous variety in pussies, and not everybody looks the same. There's general types that they fall into, I guess, but, you know, it's not like a one-size-fits-all. Nobody has, like, a normal pussy, okay? Everyone's is different, and everyone's is beautiful just the way it is, okay? Okay. So, that's my pussy. Here it is. I feel like it's kind of anticlimactic now that I explained so much and, like, you know, made so many disclaimers and worked up to it so much. But that's what mine looks like. I mean, it's more of a hamburger pussy, I guess. I mean, or like a peach pussy, we could call it. It's kind of got, like, the thick, meaty lips outside, and they kind of, like, cover everything unless I spread my legs real nice and wide apart. Oh, what's that coming out of in them? Oh, well, I'm just a little bit wet, so, I mean, my wetness is, you know, kind of sticky, and, that's why it looks like, it's nice and glistening down there. It's, because I've, for some reason, and, you know, I don't always know why, but just sometimes, I just get aroused and it happens. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's normal for it to just kind of seep up your slit and just make the whole thing wet. It's not, that's not out of the norm. I mean, if I was wearing panties, it would probably stick to my panties, but I'm not wearing any, so I guess it's like, just try and find a place to go. Okay. I mean, yeah. For sure, like, if you're curious and you want to touch it, like, that's fine with me. Don't let me stop you. Yeah, I mean, we did say we were going to go on an exploration trip here, an adventure, so just knock yourself out. Yeah, I mean, I like to shave, but that's, like, also different. Anybody, you know, does what they want. I prefer it just for me. No. You're not making me uncomfortable. It's just, you know, there's some beautiful girl with very soft hands touching my pussy. It's gonna excite me a little bit more. So I'm sorry. I guess I'll try not to. Is it appropriate to be excited by someone who is just curious and not really trying to do it sexually? I don't know. I don't know. Well, it just feels nice to have your hand around like that, just up and down. It feels nice. You like how the wetness feels? It's nice. Yeah. Not kind of sticky. Yeah. Yeah, just glides on through, doesn't it? Oh, yeah, that That's my clit. when I get aroused or it gets hard and it like peeks out of its little hood in there. Right at the top. Gliding your finger over it like that. Just make it feel really good. It's a nerve ending, so yeah, it's very sensitive. Oh yeah, it is. I'm putting pressure on it. It does feel good. That's good pressure. You can make your way down. That's fine. No, it's fine. That's okay. Yeah, if you want to go further down to the opening, that's fine too. Well, I mean, just if you just want to slip your finger in there, it's fine. It's more than fine. It would be really good if you did, actually. You're curious what it feels like inside. I think a finger is fine. I'm okay with that if you want to put it all the way in. Your finger is really long. It's warm and obviously wet and very pillowy, I guess. It's all the walls. That's my G spot. It's very close down to the entrance, actually. It's about halfway in. I'm sorry. I really should be probably more quiet. We're in the house of the Lord after all. Here, the way it feels is just very good. It's a different type of feeling than my clit, but it's still very, very good. I do enjoy this very much. It's red. It's a bit of flesh that's just kind of on the inside there. It just feels so good. Yeah, if you keep doing that, that feels really, really good. Just like tickling it, kind of. Just pressing down on it like that is just oh, just even better. I'm sorry if I'm making you uncomfortable. I just, oh my God, it feels so fucking good. Oh yeah, trust me, it would be more than fine if you put a second finger in. Oh. Yeah, that's a tight fit, but it feels really good. I think if you just go up and down. Yeah, if you just stick your fingers in there up and down like that. Yeah, towards the G spot. Oh yeah, just like that. Just like that. Massaging the G spot in there like that. Oh, and it also feels really good if you just kind of fuck me with your fingers. Oh, just like that. You've never seen a woman feel like this before. Oh, well, you might be. about to give me an orgasm. Mm. It's just nice and hard. It's nice and hard. Pump your fingers in. Oh, in and out, in and out, in and out. Oh, perfect. Oh, is it okay if I come on your fingers? Please, please. Oh, please, keep going. Harder, harder. Ah! Oh, I'm sorry. I think I squirted a little bit on you. It's just what happens when I get fingered like that. Mm-hmm. You did a very good job for somebody who's never done this before. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, you thought about what you would like. That's usually a surefire way. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I've shown you mine. I mean, you want me to look at yours and describe what it looks like? Or do you want to see it? Do you want me to take a picture of it? Mm. Yeah, you'd rather just show me and have me describe it to you? Okay, fair warning. It's gonna be a little distracting for me, so let's just switch places. Let me get my dress back down. Let me just get by you and sit down here on this pew. And you can just get over here. No, let me get more in the middle here. And oh, well, I think it's probably going to be easier if you just let me feel your calf over here like that. And just run my hand over it. Run my hand up. You have such beautiful calves and such pretty thighs. So big. So thick. Kind of like mine. Oh. Well, I think it just might be easier if I help your leg up. I mean, you're wearing pretty high heels there. It might be dangerous for you to just, I don't know, bring it up over here. You might hurt yourself or get a cramp or something. And I'm looking out for a new friend. Mm-hmm. Thank you. I do have very soft hands and my nails are very long. Do they feel nice against your skin? Your skin is so warm. It's weird because it's so cold out here. Yeah. I mean, I figured that with a dress this short, your legs would be freezing. Mm-hmm. But your hands were nice and warm, so I guess you're just a warm girl. Mm-hmm. Here, let me just help you with this calf and just bring it over here on top of my shoulder. Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's probably better that I get nice and close to it just to make sure that I have a better angle to describe it from, don't you think? It's giving you goosebumps. Are you excited that you're finally gonna hear what your pussy looks like? Or are you excited that you're gonna have somebody so close to it? You know, you blush so sweetly for somebody who was just finger-fucking me a few moments ago. And for someone who still has my cum on her fingers. You want to taste it? You're curious to see what it tastes like and what it smells like? Fuck. Oh, I can't even describe the look on your face right now as you're putting those fingers into your mouth. But I think it's safe to say that you really enjoy what you're lapping up there. Well, everyone tastes different. I mean, I've never tasted two girls that taste the same, but it's part of what's so exciting. Every girl is delicious in her own way. And well, maybe if after I take a good look as I bring up your dress like this, up your thighs, maybe after I get done giving it a good look, maybe you'll want me to give it a good look. Maybe you can taste yourself on my fingers, or maybe you can taste yourself on my tongue. You know, I'm not sure if that moan was because you're sucking all of my cum off of your fingers, or because you want me to shove my tongue in your mouth after I've shoved it in your pussy. Oh. You really do look so innocent for somebody who has made a very significant wet spot on her panties. And of course, I should have known that you would be wearing something so cute and so simple. But I think that's kind of what adds to what makes us so very fucking hot. Well, never mind the fact that we're in a confessional booth, but the fact that your leg is over my shoulder and your dress is pushed up to your waist, and I am dangerously close to your pussy, and all I have to do is just move these panties to the side. And there it is. There I have it. It is so very pretty. Definitely the prettiest pussy I've ever seen. Oh, fuck, and it is so glistening. It's just positively ready to be explored. Yes, you have very pretty lips, both inner and outer. Let me see if I can just part them with my fingers. So very nicely wet. There's that little clit. Well, just like mine, yours is hard and standing and so very cute. So small. Just sweet little clit. Now. Looks like we have a little bit of gruel over here. Don't worry, sweetheart. That's perfectly fucking normal. It's so hot. Let me see that little hole. Well, it's leaking so much wetness. So many juices are just spilling out of it. Yeah, I think that one's beautiful too. But you know, I think I might need to take off these panties to really get a better look. Is that okay? You were so cute when you stammer like that. Okay. Come here, put your leg down. Okay. Now let me just slide these town. You're very pretty, Lex. Now step out of it. Okay. Now the other leg. All right. Fuck. You smell so fucking good. I just want to taste right off of these panties. Fuck. Your juices are so thick and so very delicious. Yeah. I think I've done a good job of licking them all off your panties. You don't mind if I keep these, do you? I'm just gonna put them in my pocket. Yes, it has pockets. Well, I'll let you borrow it sometime. Although I feel like it's gonna be a little bit too long on you because I have a lot more leg than you do. But you do have such lovely legs. Oh, and they're even lovelier when they're spread apart. Come here. Put your leg over here. Right next to me again. There you go. Let me just explore and part these beautiful lips. Just as beautiful as it was when I pushed your panties to the side. Let me just get a good feel of this wetness and just slide my fingers up and down your slit. Oh, fuck. So very wet for me. Now let me just part them. And I think now is a good time for me to explore with a different tool. Making my tongue flat and taking in all that delicious wetness. And just licking from the bottom. From your sweet little taint. That has juices pulled on it too. Oh, all the way to the top. To that sweet clit of yours. Just gotta give it a couple of little kisses. I know that your instinct is to close your legs, but I'm gonna have none of that, sweetheart. Nothing's gonna stop me from absolutely massacring this little clip of my tongue. Closing my lips around it. Sucking on it a little bit. Biting it just slightly, ever so lightly. Just nipping it with my teeth. Getting it nice and steady between my teeth. I'm licking it mercilessly. I can tell you like like that, sweetheart. How do I know? Your hands made their way to the back of my head, and while you're pushing me right into your pussy. You're thrusting them into my tongue, into my mouth. Yeah, well, of course you wouldn't know what that feels like. You never let a girl do it to you. Of course we know what we like, honey. No man is ever going to be able to do that to you. That is unless he has a pussy too. You're gonna come? You're gonna come on my tongue? You're gonna fucking come on my tongue? Come on. Come on my tongue. Come on my tongue. Come on my mouth. I'm gonna lick harder. I'm gonna lick faster. Take your mouth. Come for me, baby. Push my hand down as you come. Let me swallow down all that sweet fucking juice of yours. Fuck, that was good. I know my lipstick's probably all over my fucking face, but so is your cum. Now, here. Come over here. Put your knee down on the pew. Put your other one down here. And come on my lap. There we go. Now, I'm gonna give you a kiss and you're gonna taste yourself on my mouth, okay? Is that something you wanna do? Oh god, it's hot as fuck that your pussy is rubbing up against me after you came, and your ass feels so nice in my hands. You like how you taste? Yeah, I can kind of taste myself on your tongue. After you licked your fingers clean of my cum. So messy. Both of us mixing our cums together. Letting our tongues just mix our cum in each other's mouth. Tasting ourselves and one another. You want to go for a second round? I think we're going to have to sneak off somewhere else because it sounds like Mass is getting ready to wrap up. Here. Help me fix my lipstick and I'll help you fix yours. Let me just wipe that off under there and over here. You get me mine? Yeah. Okay. Just making sure we look half decent. I mean, not decent, but definitely not like we've been fucking each other in a confessional booth for the last half hour. Okay. You go first, Aya. I need to stand up and collect myself. Oh, honey. That's not the wildest thing we're gonna do together, so you better get used to this.